Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 97 wins a pair of tickets to see Coldplay October 4th at Levi's Stadium, and you'll be qualified for an Apple Vacation grand prize trip, including a six-night stay at the Hard Rock Hotel. Go to RadioAlice.com for all the details on the big trip, and be caller number 97 right now. 800-400-3697, and Hooman will be happy to award you these Coldplay tickets. Call now.
Oh, our text number is the same number you're dialing. I have a few of those before we get to the movies reviews. It seems some of our listeners are big America's Got Talent fans, and they have a problem with our opinion of the young, talented Darcy Lynn What's-Her-Bucket.
Farmer.
Just you two. I'm on her side.
What now?
He's on Darcy's side, Vin.
Yeah.
She's 12, Vinny!
Yeah, but she just won a million bucks. And there were a lot of very talented people on that show, so why would the girl with the weird face do it? You know, why does she get it?
The runner-up was 10 for AGT, both super talented.
Oh, was that the little singer chick? Mm-hmm. It was her, and then there was some lady who was in a plane accident. She's been horribly disfigured by this plane accident,
yes.
But she's just amazing.
The top two,
catchy.
I don't remember her name.
The top two finishers on AGT were children. Sympathy votes for sure. Who wants to go to Vegas to see children perform? Lame.
Yeah, lame.
Well, maybe other children. Maybe it could be, you know, a fun thing for families.
Bad parents who take their kids to Vegas. I've done it.
510 says, that was straight rude what you said about Darcy Lynn. Horrible to hear smack talk about young girl with talent.
Listen, no one's saying she's not talented.
You two are.
No, I just thought that her face looked really frozen.
I didn't say she didn't have talent. I said that she shouldn't be the winner of $1 million for her inability to keep her mouth straight while she's trying to pretend to not be doing the puppetry.
And speaking of $1 million grand prize, when is Big Brother going to up it to $1 million? This half a million stuff
is
BS.
I agree.
Is there a second place or only that favorite?
Second place, 50 grand.
Judgy. If you guys watched the entire season of America's Got Talent, you would know how talented Darcy really is.
Yeah.
You're talking about one segment. You should see all the other ones on YouTube.
God, we stink. Stop the hammering.
Is Don on the phone?
What are those pictures I was supposed to see?
Pipe down, Hooman. I can't stand overblown praise for untalented kids.
Yeah! Oh. That was one of my favorite moments on the show today. See the two of you going back and forth.
Who? Hooman and
Hooman and Vinny just arguing over the little girl ventriloquist. Because I'm like, this is just great.
415 says, Penn is an abuser. No thanks.
Oh, Sean Penn.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot he sucks.
You guys are bumming me out with these rage clips. Got anything cheerful you can lay on us?
No.
You got the rainbow guy?
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to move on. Just do your intro.
Yeah,
forget it.
He's busy. He's working on the intro.
I don't even want it anymore. Yeah, I don't. Leave it.
Double rainbow.
Did I miss you guys talking about Big Brother?
We talked about it for a long time, really early. I look over. Hoom's got his eyes closed. He's just like looking up at the sky. I'm like, oh well.
925 says, so did I miss the recap of Big Brother? I was so furious. As someone else said, it was the first time that the clear winner didn't win because of their dislike for them. Terrible. Mm.
So people did want the bully guy to win, the puppet master, whatever.
He did. He wasn't a bully.
He
wasn't
just a bully.
Outsmarted the whole house.
And he didn't win because they were pissed about
it. And the thing is, he played a great game. Yep. It was just boring. It was boring to watch everyone robot everything he said. Okay, you're going to do, and then you're going to do, and you're going to do. And then, yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
And frankly, the only surprising moment in the entire series this year was who won.
Did he get second?
He did. It was him and this other guy in the final two, and he lost by one vote. And I bet he would have lost to Christmas, actually. I think he did make the right choice bringing Paul with him.
Well, you think they would have voted for Christmas?
I think that she had a lot of friends in the jury.
Well, friends, but...
Friends.
Her game was to do what Paul told her to
do.
Well,
so was Josh's, and he beat Paul.
408, Sarah, Incredibles 2 comes out next year.
That's what I hear. I love that movie.
I did too.
I loved like the art in it. I love the island. I love the house they lived in. I just love that whole thing conceptually.
510, if someone I'm fighting has intent to kill me with a weapon, I try to kill him too. That wasn't excessive, Sarah.
I don't know. It feels like 17 times. It feels like a lot.
He had a knife.
Yeah.
The guy
that
had a knife.
You got it away from him,
right,
though, and now I'm thinking, you know, 6 times.
Well, I don't want you to get up and get me.
Yeah. Just sit on the stabbed guy's chest. Yeah, that seems like a lot. But I'm not in that, you know. Check with me after I've had an angry stabbing session with someone, and I'll let you know.
Let's see here. I'm trying to get through as many of these as I can. 510 says, Vinny, Steph got a contract when he had bad ankles, when he was hurt. So the contract that he had was when no one knew who he would have become. That's from 510. I understand that. But what years later, after he's in this long contract and he's one of the best players in the league, getting paid almost no money. That's all I'm trying to say. And yes, I'm not a businessman in the sense that these guys, I would have paid him more.
Like, please don't leave.
Yeah, like,
please
even though
happy.
This guy's got a contract and he's playing it out as he's supposed to, I would have said,
You're wonderful.
You're so good.
Here's some more money just because you're great.
I don't want you to be the guy. Like, the people on TV are all, Steph's getting paid this much, and this guy who's no good on the court, he's getting paid double. I wouldn't want that. I would just say, listen, I'm just going to rework your deal now. Look at you go. But then again, you know what? Lacob and what's his name? Muster?
Gruber.
Gruber? They paid $450 million for the team in 2010, and it's now worth $2.6 billion. I think they know some stuff.
I think they might.
So I'll zip it on that subject. First, you guys let Vinny talk about horror movies. Then you let Vinny whisper under his breath on the microphone. Nice.
What's
I must have scared somebody. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm guessing. I usually don't agree with Hooman, but E2 Mon Bien is a great movie.
Oh, the old E2 Mon Bien.
Maybe he likes it because of the gay kiss in the threesome.
And your mama, too.
That's not the reason. That moment does happen.
It's time for the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show to peak for the week with the Bay Area's own Foomy Chat. Liam Makel. I'm Star Man Hooman Khalili. Take it away.
All right, everyone. Before we get to the Kingsman, Liam went and saw Battle of the Sexes. Emma Stone, Steve Carell, Elizabeth Shue, Sarah Silverman. And this movie is about the 1973 tennis match between Billie Jean King and the former number one male tennis player, Bobby Riggs. Liam, every critic in the country says they appreciate one thing about this film, that the gender issues in 2017 are as relevant as they were in 1973. Did you notice that as well?
Well, good morning, all. Sad state of affairs. Nothing has changed. Really. Truly. I mean, think about it. In politics, you know, that little political thing last year, where did Hillary go? A lot of people didn't come out to vote for her because she's a woman, even though in most of the rest of the Western world, there have been female leaders for decades. In sport, women's soccer players still trying to get a bigger paycheck, pushing for equality. The fact is, though, what's interesting about the story, and I don't know if you guys knew much about it, I've been a big Billie Jean King fan for years. Loved her. My earliest memories of watching tennis was my mum screaming at the television, hoping that she would win, and she always did in the late 60s into the 70s. She retired, I think, in 81. But this Battle of the Sexes match, the fact that this thing even happened, by the way, with a tennis player I'd never heard of, Bobby Riggs. You guys ever heard of Bobby Riggs?
No.
No.
Well, I mean, I heard of him only because of the Battle of the Sexes, which
right,
happened.
Right, that was it.
What year?
1973.
So that was, I mean, we were little children at that point. Yeah.
I was barely born.
You were older.
I was
you
barely,
were a little older
barely
than
born.
Us.
Barely born.
You're a little bit older.
Barely born. Rude. So listen, the match itself. So, by the way, Billie Jean King, played by Emma Stone, Bobby Riggs, played by Steve Carell. I thought, you know, great performances, but this period, 1973, this movie does take you there. You feel like you are in 1973. And this match, the fact that it even happened, it was sponsored, it had almost 100 million viewers. It was a big deal, but it was, I mean, could you see that happening today? I mean, it was outrageous. Mm. It was outrageous.
Well, they're comparing it to the McGregor fight that he just had, like how outrageous, how over the top it
Absolutely.
Was.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Well, could you?
Well, she came in, Emma Stone's character, Billie Jean King, yeah. She came in on a throne.
Oh, she did?
She did. Oh, yeah, absolutely. With six big hunks of meat carrying the throne.
Sure.
You know.
So. And how did Bobby Riggs come in?
You know what? I was so focused on Emma Stone, I don't know how he came
well,
in.
Well, you know, you mentioned Emma Stone. This is a tennis movie, yeah. And obviously Emma Stone had to play tennis in this. What is she a tennis player? Like, did she pull it? Did she have the serve? Did she have the backhand?
No.
Okay.
She was good. She was good. She wasn't great.
I'm sure she trained, right?
She did, absolutely. And she even has admitted in interviews that she's not an athlete in any way, shape, or form. But she did her bit. Carell did his bit. There's this massive build-up to the game at the end of the movie. And it was a little anticlimactic, I have to say, because the performances as tennis stars, they were believable, but they hired a really good editor because that editor made the action and the pace just a little swifter, a little better. It was still compelling. It was still amazing, but it didn't have the big wow crescendo that I was hoping for.
Right, so neither one of them could play tennis. All right, well, did Steve Carell steal the film? Well, was he the best part of the movie?
No, he wasn't. I thought he was good. He's a great character actor. We all love Steve Carell, mm-hmm. right? We love him. But I've seen him play this kind of goofy character before.
Yeah.
This guy's 55 years old. He's playing Emma Stone. And he looked like a 55-year-old who wasn't in great shape. So there was a part of me that just didn't quite believe his character. Emma Stone, different story. I thought she rocked. I looked at her and I saw Billie Jean King.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you give it? What's your rating?
Before I give the rating, can I say one thing? Here's what I love about this story. Billie Jean King's struggle, coming out 1973. Her best friend is Elton John. I know earlier you mentioned the song, Philadelphia Freedom, that he wrote for her. So she had a lot of gay friends. They're all in the closet. This was a very different period of time. She did not actually come out to her parents until 19. Are you ready for this? 1991. Oh. Like, I mean, what? Yeah, years and years later. She was in her 50s when she finally came out, even though everyone in the tennis world in the 70s knew that she was gay because she had a husband, Larry King, not the famous Larry King,
oh.
you know, but another Larry King, and she had a girlfriend,
oh.
you know? So Elton, yeah.
Oh, not yet. That was for the next movie.
So, score.
Yeah!
What a rock star producer you have.
All right. So what do you give it?
Okay. I will. As you know, I rate my movies in chaps because I'm the foodie chap.
Yes.
So I will give this one 3.5 chaps.
Oh, you
out
liked it that much, huh?
Out of 5, yeah.
All right, everyone. Here is your review of The Kingsman 2, The Golden Circle. So this is Colin Firth, Julianne Moore, Mark Strong, Halle Berry, Jeff Bridges, Channing Tatum, Poppy Delevingne. Anyone know who that is?
No. It's Cara Delevingne's sister.
That's right.
Yeah, well done.
Pedro Pascal. Anyone know who that is?
No.
He's that guy.
He's the guy. He's Oberyn, who got his head smashed in by the
I
mountain.
Love that guy. What's his name?
Pedro Pascal. Oh. Nobody knows his real name. And Elton John. So in part two of this franchise...
Wait, Elton John's in this movie?
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a sec. So in part two of this franchise, the Kingsman headquarters, they're destroyed. And 90% of the Kingsmen are assassinated. So in order to survive and stop Julianne Moore, the Kingsmen must partner with the Americans. Liam, yes. Did you like The Kingsman 2 as much as The Kingsman 1?
You know when you have a nice warm bowl of tomato soup, it comes to the table, you eat it, and then you get a second serving, and it's not quite as warm, doesn't taste quite as good, to use a Foodie Chap reference.
Sure.
That's how this movie felt. Oh. Kingsman 1, out of the park,
I
refreshing.
I loved Kingsman 1.
Refreshing, it was new, it was exciting, and they were trying to deliver a little bit more of the same. It wasn't as refreshing for me. Mm. It was, yes, the effects, the stunt chases, over the top, awesome.
The action.
But the action was incredible, but this movie lacked something because they were trying to serve up something that just wasn't quite as good as the first serving.
Did you have to see The Kingsman 1 for Kingsman 2 to make sense?
Depends if you're a stoner.
I'm going to say you do, everyone. Don't see The Kingsman 2 without seeing The Kingsman.
It would help. It would help because obviously you get to know the characters, gives context. Yeah. But there are only a few things you need to know. And then this movie, it's like a 2-hour in-your-face music video romp. Yes. I mean, that's really, it's all about the action. You're not going to see this movie for the great plot twists and turns. You're not going to see it for the incredible storyline and script writing. No, you're going for the visuals. Yes. Yeah.
So all the national critics are upset about one thing. They're all saying that the over-the-top violence was too much. It didn't fit the tone of the film. Do you agree with that?
Can we talk Grindr? There's a grinder in the movie, a big meat grinder.
Oh.
I don't want to.
I guess you can talk about Grindr if you want to.
By the way, did you hear Vinny's phone just went ding, 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 ding? Yeah, that was Vinny's. Did you hear that? Vinny's grinder thing went off when I mentioned
Grindr. Very funny.
So I don't want. Love you, Vinny. I don't want to give anything away, but in this film, some of the characters end up in the meat grinder. Spoiler alert, but I'm not going to say who that happens to.
They show the meat when the characters end up in the meat grinder?
You want me to reveal?
Yes.
Listen, like me, yes, they show their meat.
They show the meat.
Yes, they show the meat. Yes, they do. It's pretty. Listen, this is not for the kids. I'm going to say it. And it's too bad because this movie could have had broader appeal.
Yeah.
Because this could have been like a Bond film.
Yes.
But the violence, it wasn't too much for me. But I felt it was too much.
There were times Liam and I looked at each other a couple times and went, "Wow, that was super graphic."
Yeah.
Was Julianne Moore the right person to play the bad guy?
No.
She's not the right person.
Here's the deal. All the action over the top. I think the director said, Julianne, play it down. Play it down. Let the action be big and over the top. I want you to be subdued.
And weird.
And she was a little off kilter, but she just didn't have the dramatics, the over the top evilness of an evil person.
All right, let's talk about Elton John.
Rocket Man. Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
He's in this film.
Yeah.
Liam.
Did it work or was it dumb?
I love Elton John.
How much do you love Elton John?
I love Elton John. I would give him 11 foodie champs out of 10. That's how much I love him. However, in the film, he was funny because he played angry Elton John. He played
flamboyant Elton John. Super flamboyant.
Wait, by the way, 1973 Elton John.
Rocket Man Elton John.
All the silly costumes that we loved him for when he was getting high back in the 70s. In this film, they bring all of that back. But I clearly know that he is a friend of the writer and directors of this film. So he said, come on, let's bring Elton. It'll be camp. It'll be over the top. Okay, a cameo, fun, fine. But this cameo went on. Oh, here's Elton again. Oh, here's Elton again. So I thought it was too much. I can't even believe I'm saying this. It was too much Elton John.
Oh, sum it all up. Let me just say this.
I know.
It's action-packed. It's like a fun millennial James Bond. I think it's going to be identifiable for the young generation. I don't think James Bond is that identifiable for the younger generation. The violence is so gross. It didn't ruin the film, but it was too much. Even I was like, ugh, another person in the meat grinder, another person in the meat grinder. With that being said, I'm sure there's going to be a part 3. They've totally set up a part 3. Yep. 100% part 3. I'll give it 3 Persian rugs.
I'm going to give it 3.5 foodie chaps. Oh. So 1.5.
That's pretty good, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I mean, I love I loved the film. I did. It was a good romp, great performances. And if I can add one more thing, it was also, for me, and anyone who loves Jolly Old England and London, it was a trip down memory lane. So there's a big sequence.
You could be a Kingsman.
Could I?
I feel like even the way you're dressed today, you look like you're a secret Kingsman.
Well, listen, because last time, pocket square and everything.
Look at you.
Well, because nobody told me last time there's a video camera right in front of me. So I'm in a black t-shirt, slumped over, you know, showing my thinning
fat.
You're on TV right now.
So
nobody told me last time. I have to mention one last thing. This has never happened to me in the 40 years I've been going to movies. I got shushed.
Someone told me to shush,
and it was Hooman doing all the talking. Yes.
Could you guys quiet down? I'm trying to watch a movie.
Well, I mean, you're not supposed to talk in the movie theater, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman.
Well, there's a couple things we're sitting in the critics section. We got to reference a couple things.
I wanted to turn around and say, don't you know, we're preparing for an Alice Radio movie review. Yeah. Do you mind? Anyway.
All right.
I love coming in. It's great to see you guys.
It's great to
really.
See you too, Liam. Yep. I'm sorry we're not doing a secret show today because it would have been wonderful to have you
next
on.
Next time. You can have me anytime.
Fine job from our fine
Thank
movie
you.
Reviewers.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
By the way, Liam's going to be broadcasting from Levi Stadium with Michael Mina later today.
Yes, I will. Fun. Thank you very much.
How exciting.
Yeah, I'm not going for the football. I'm going for the food.
Okay.
Of course you are.
Of course.
I hope it's delicious.
Because I'm the foodie chat.
You are the foodie chat. Liam Makelman. And Hooman, Kali Lisa Bad, everybody.
Stop it, please. Unnecessary. No, keep going.
We'll stop. It's okay. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Benny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks again to our friend, the foodie chap, Liam Makelam, and Hooman, who did an amazing job with the movie review.
Oh, they're fantastic.
They really
what a
are.
Team.
Vinny, you were hilarious today.
There were
so many funny moments. I just really enjoyed today's show so much.
I'm glad to hear that. Do you think that's in part because you have a four-day weekend ahead that you're in such a good mood?
Oh, it could be. I mean, I don't know. But you're flying solo tomorrow, so everybody be calling in and bugging the hell out of Vinny.
Well, I won't be solo at all. Actually, the rest of the crew is going to be here helping me pull it off. We'll get by without you. We'll limp through it without you, Sarah, but we look forward to being back at full team. On Tuesday.
Yeah, have a great weekend, you guys. I'll miss you, and hopefully I'll have some good stories from the wedding that don't involve me getting wasted and falling into like a wedding cake or
something. Don't you dare try to stay sober.
Oh, I'm trying.
Don't you dare.
I'm always trying, Vinny. See you on Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.